Jerry Bader Show, 1050. By the way, snowing very, very hard in much of Wisconsin right now. If that includes where you are, please drive safely. Slow down. Roads are, I'm sure, conditions deteriorating. Number of weather-related announcements, you can get them at the station's website, WTAQ.com, WHBL.com, WSAU.com. Talking about the transit employee in Milwaukee, came to the aid of a woman who was being beaten, but then she turns around and defends her boyfriend. He's fired. Video backs him up. He gets his job back. But the reason he was fired in the first place was the transit company said he put them at liability. Did he do the right thing? Dan on the road. Dan, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi. I do believe there's a Good Samaritan law that trumps the liability law. I know there is, if you try to help somebody medically, like give CPR, there's a Good Samaritan law. I'm sure that would come into effect in this situation also. I have to go by it.
Dan, thanks a lot for the call. I'm not aware. People call and claim to know the law. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Will in De Pere. Will, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, we were working in a lower-income housing development installing windows, and I specifically told my guys, do not get involved. Under no circumstance, do not get involved. It cannot end well for them or the company.
What was your business?
It's a construction company, and we were installing new windows in a low-income housing unit.
All right. To your knowledge, did they see things that they ignored?
Oh, there were multiple incidences. It was almost a weekly deal. We were there for 2 months, and it was probably at least once a week.
Okay, now you bring up a really good point here, because this was one episode. Now, what you're saying is, in the area that you were working in the neighborhood, those types of incidents were not uncommon. They're probably not uncommon where this guy works either. And is he going to Well, it's a really good point. Is he going to intercede every time? Here's what I think. I think he did the right thing. Now, he didn't go after the guy. He didn't confront the guy. Here's the first thing. You know, there's his physical safety. He just said, hey, leave her alone. And then the guy came up and approached him. This is now, by the way, this is no longer who's telling the truth. It's on video. I've said this before. I think you do have a moral responsibility. However, if there is a company policy, and this has come up with retail stores before, I think you have to accept that you're violating that policy and morally doing the right thing might cost you your job. Do I think he did the right thing? Yes. Do I think he put his employment at risk? Yes. Do I think, though, that they may have wanted to look at the video and really see the totality of the circumstances before they just accepted the word of the guy who was beating on his girlfriend? Well, yeah, but she's backing him up. So what? I do think it was mishandled, but I do think you risk losing your job if it is expressly against policy. All right, Jason, let's hit those last announcements quickly in the Green Bay area, if you've got those. Okay, Ashwaubenon schools closing 2 hours early. No afternoon 4K. All after-school activities canceled. Green Bay area public schools will be releasing 2 hours early today due to weather conditions. Head Start, early childhood, and 4K programs are canceled for today. All after-school and evening activities are canceled. I assume that does include sporting events, doesn't it, Chase? Yeah, I would assume that it does. Hilbert's closing at 1 p.m., Hortonville closing 12:30 p.m. De Pere 2 hour early dismissal. I think we covered all of those. Howard Swamp, yeah, we got that. Luxembourg Casco, no, yeah, we got everybody else. The Green Bay and Ashwaubenon, those were the new ones. As I said, a topic that I actually teased today because I don't have time to take it up in the depth that I want to. I'll do it tomorrow. And that's the Target story, where their e-commerce system was compromised, but I think it's much bigger than that. And we'll get to that tomorrow. So in the time that I have left, now, as you know, liberals believe that Pope Francis is one of theirs. Well, he's a Catholic, but not really. And conservatives are criticized for criticizing Pope Francis's comments on capitalism. I don't agree with everything he said. And I don't think necessarily that the Catholic Church mandates all of the things that he said. But really, though, his statements weren't all that far afield from long-held Catholic belief. I think they were misinterpreted by some conservatives. But he did. I just disagree with some of his positions on capitalism. I think capitalism is the biggest provider of charitable giving in the world. There's no disputing that. And that's what the Catholic Church is all about. And that's why I disagree with the Pope. Pope Francis said something on Monday that will probably have his new liberal followers, who otherwise normally hate the Pope, going, "What the hell?" They're going to find out that this Pope actually opposes abortion. This is going to be rather stunning to them. Pope Francis on Monday criticized abortion as evidence of a throwaway culture that wastes people as well as food, saying such a mentality is a threat to world peace. The Pope said abortion is a threat to world peace. This is the same Pope you're in love with. Is the honeymoon over now, huh? Huh? And then he said something else. He said it's okay to breastfeed in church. I didn't realize that was really a controversy. Now, I remember this as a young boy. You know, the nice thing about being a little kid, especially short as I was, they don't always know you were there listening. And I remember my mom and sisters being catty about the women who wouldn't cover themselves appropriately in church while nursing. I remember, I have no problem at all with public breastfeeding as long as a woman takes decent step to cover herself. I have seen women nursing where the only thing covering them was the baby's mouth over the nipple. And I really don't think there's a need for that. I mean, all you have to do is show just a little bit of discretion, a little bit of modesty, carry something. My wife did it. She nursed both of our daughters. She just always had something where she could engage and disengage without anybody noticing. Now, she would always ask, though, you know, if there's a place where she could go. She preferred the privacy. I didn't realize this was even a controversy in the Catholic Church. I had no idea. None at all. But apparently it is. I agree with the Pope on this one. I would urge women, wherever they nurse publicly, to cover themselves. I don't think that's asking too much. And if a woman does that, I don't have a problem with her nursing at a restaurant table or anywhere else. However, I do think restaurants have the right to tell women to go to a separate room. And I don't think there should be legislation against that, or, you know, legislation preventing restaurants from saying, "Don't want you to do that here." I think that makes the restaurateur kind of small-minded. Again, if a woman is exposing herself, he should probably have the right to say, "Hey, cover up," or go. I think he has the right to tell them to go to another room. It's his place. That's the way it is. I don't have a problem with it. I also don't have a problem with it in church. But yes, it did bring up childhood memories. Well, could you believe the way she was doing that? She was showing off her boobs, and I just can't believe it. Well, I see going to church worked for you there. Not judging other people, whatever. It's 10:58. I even remember the woman's name. Obviously, I'm not going to share it. You are just 8 minutes from Rush. Drive carefully out there, would you?
Jerry on Twitter. Go to Jerry Bader Show. Mike and Matt, mornings at 5:30, 13.